Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
Holy shit.
I'll make sure everybody can hear me real quick. Man. Doing something a little new today, people. Doing something a little new. Hold on. Hey.
Wrecking the game, entertaining.
Hey, Smiley, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're a little bit soft, though. I'm in the car, and I'm about to cross the border into Belgium, so I'll probably drop off in a minute or two.
You about to who?
Drive across the border in Belgium.
You going to Belgium?
Yeah, I'm picking up my new green supply. It's nice and easy again.
You picking up a new who?
A green supply, new weed.
You gotta go to Belgium to get it?
It's a friend of mine that lives in Belgium.
Oh. Man. I want to talk about my story. You need to tell me this story. You know, early legal over there. You know what I'm saying? You know what shit like that. Hey, I got a special guest, man. It's my cousin, DJ POP. He's gonna be sitting here on the show today.
Alrighty. Yeah, I am.
Oh, well, you're driving too.
Yeah, I'm driving. Hey, I'm going to cross the border. That means I'm going to switch to a very expensive network. I'll call you back when I cross the border back into the Netherlands again.
All right, take a picture too.
All right, 10 minutes or so. See ya.
I'm fly, that's right, I'm fly, that's right.
babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
I remember a long time ago, it was a song, say, I want to be rich. It's time to make it happen, y'all. It's money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's make some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you I'm ready to shoot. M14 the scope got you going cahoots. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said, it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's make some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, bring
how
it
back in
girl.
The days, hard times, I had to face it.
Yeah.
Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I could face it, then chase it. Find a new scheme and show up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement, cause it's not hard.
can tell when your pocket gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money to sell. And I got money, and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for this you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pocket gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money to sell.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money,
let's create some businesses.
You
come on, it's our
money.
Time now.
Money
we
sale.
Can
money
make all kind of money. Money make money.
Some money.
Let's create some jobs, some
everybody
businesses. Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl's nail. You think you're moving silky like a white girl's nail. You need to save your money, need
man,
to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money for sale.
Let's create
money
some businesses.
You
come on,
buy some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money for
we can
money
make
sale.
All kind of money. Money make money.
Some money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses.
Come on.
Everything I touch,
money
turns to gold.
Honey,
money,
money
turns to gold.
Honey,
money,
money
turns
to gold.
Money,
honey,
honey,
money.
I
can't
touch
your body,
honey, honey, money.
I wanna touch
money, honey, money, honey, honey,
money,
money, honey.
Can I touch your body?
Woo!
Can I touch everything?
New York City
turns to gold.
Florida, Mississippi,
money.
Everybody all over the world, come on,
money.
You can do it, y'all. Make your power
money
work for you.
Money.
You ain't got to sit around
money
and beg
money
or say, and look for a job and
all
make somebody
money
give you something.
Money
make it happen.
Money.
You got the power.
You
God don't love
my
brother. He loves us. What he
money
do for one, he'll do for another.
Let's
do it, y'all. It's our power.
Money for sale,
y'all.
You
money
gotta make some money.
Money
for sale.
Money,
money
with your money.
Oh,
all
you can be rich.
You can
money
do anything.
Money
you can create anything.
Let's use
don't
the
get
money.
Rid of your money.
Money
invest your money. Push your money to
let's
the limit, y'all.
Money.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
money
this your boy,
money
Mr.
Sale.
Smell So Good. Send a big shout out to John New, the Drag Princess, everybody riding, wrecking the game, entertainment, and motherfucking late dog.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jay Creek, tell him how I feel about him.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail done, that sit up on the bar stool. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go Manoma anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them stinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it, you don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
You fine and you know, walking off the movement like you knew. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion, let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it, up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the keys to the Chevy Impala. Bend a few corners with your girls, don't shop it. All all in the mall, everybody trying to hide.
What up,
your
man?
Money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dawg, you got problems.
And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up good, you make it talk to me. And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. How the hell did I get this way? Shook, shawty got me hooked like a fish on bait. A kiss on cake. Hard as it may be to believe, still in me. Good puss got me B-L-I-N-D. Many nights I couldn't fall asleep. After the club, I hear your body calling me. Wanting to thug, I make sure to give you all of me. Think I'm in love, I'm addicted and it bothers me. More like a drug, cause she takes me high. I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit squash, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole and split your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch, but it play organ. You don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. Hell, I ain't scared to die. Find a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in the groove. With all them niggas round here, me don't need all them niggas round here. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with fun. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run.
Ain't gonna hit now. Nah, I see.
All right, we back live. What is going on? Hold on, people. Goddamn mother. What shit is that? Let me beam everybody in real quick. Man. Boy, you ain't hungry, Melanie. Oh, my bad, people. We lied. Got a special guest. Let me beam everybody up real quick. Hold on, people. Beam everybody up. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do. Hey, boy. All right, my double key. Hey. Let's see. Yeah, we're going
to
get it.
Hey, Smiley, what's up?
Well, all right, what we got? Oh, we got to go to Talk Box to see the evidence.
Evidence? What?
Yeah, the good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah. Oh, I can show you that. Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, you got the good stuff. I ain't never seen no Belgium. Belgium, well, hell, I ain't never seen no weed from overseas, period. Shit. Never in Germany, you know what I'm saying?
Did you ever see Amnesia?
Nah. Amnesia?
Yep. I'm 12 kilometers from home, about 6 miles, no, a little more, 8 miles.
Mm. Amnesia. That's herb?
That's enough, yeah.
Shout out to real quick Easy Rider, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Biz66.com. I guess he wants his goddamn promo played, you goddamn promoer. Hold on, people. Yeah, one quick promo there. Get out of the way. Goddamn Easy Rider. Stay off my show, buddy. No bids here, buddy.
Well, he better start bidding on playing his promo video.
You know what I'm saying?
Bubby,
bam, there you go.
Bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Hold up.
Still no music.
Want some pirate tickets. I'm going to do some pirate tickets. What? Ain't no pirates in Florida. Well, that's, yeah, well, they is. They call lawyers now. Goddamn. Everybody seen some of the bitches down there on Gasparilla and shit, throwing out the fake beads. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's their old booty. They showing you the booty that they stole from back in the day. Called lawyers now. It's all good. That's out of Pennsylvania out there, man. That's Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Got the world, and I mean the world.
The world.
Going down. Oh, I got some technical difficulties, though, because my damn computer went to shit on me. The one I played Wheel of Fortune on. So I'm finna turn it in today. Cuz here, Mr. DJ POP, he gonna take it and his girl, fix the computer.
That's alright. I'm a little late anyway, but.
Oh yeah, yeah. What? Get up off me, melon head.
Sorry?
Oh, Melon. Oh, it's my little cousin right here, Melonhead. Say what's up, Melonhead.
Melonhead.
What's the name here?
Melonhead.
Oh, well, you just said his name wasn't Melonhead. Not my name.
How old is he?
Your name is Melonhead. From Bradenton, Florida. Pirates train in Bradenton, Florida. Oh, yeah. I believe it. Two twelve to Zeus.
Why do you always have a slut in front of you that doesn't know how to drive? Jesus Christ, come on.
I need an amp. He ain't got no amp.
She's doing her fucking makeup in the mirror. Come on.
Hey, you know we got a billboard that says, yeah, she's doing her lipstick in the mirror. We got a big ass sign saying it. It says please don't please buckle up or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them old driving signs. I'm like, no. So since she just said that, we do have that. Pirates.
Holy shit! She can put up makeup all she wants. That's not gonna help.
Dang, no.
I just drove past her. So.
Oh. I don't like that though. People, women around there, because they're trying to do the multitasking. Now it's cool to multitask, but when you start trying to answer the cell phone, do your eyelashes, turn around and paint your fingernails, turn around, yeah, like, come on now.
And not driving.
That's just too much. That's too much.
I'm going through a tunnel here. So if I drop the connection, you know why.
Yeah, I experienced that when I was over there. The only area we went down to Nuremberg. We went down to Nuremberg to get the herb. And it wasn't, it was all right. But, I mean, it was from an African dude. And it wasn't like potty. It was in ketchup packets, though. It wasn't no abundance of it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get, like, no $25 worth, like, 5 or 6 grams. You didn't get none of that. It's probably about 3 grams for $25.
That depends on what you get. You can get cheaper weed here for the prices that you pay, but normally I really don't want to smoke that. I'm the one that is always smoking the exclusive weeds and the nice tasting weeds, but they are also a lot more expensive. Especially the haze, because they don't need a growing period of 9 weeks, and they don't need a growing period of 12 weeks. So you got to do more lightning and more nutrition and all that stuff. So it's going to get a little more expensive than that, yeah.
For a longer period, yeah.
And we don't have natural lighting here, so we have to do everything with artificial lightning.
What do you mean you have natural light?
Yeah, we have natural light, but the temperature and the climate is not as good as, for instance, Jamaica to grow weed. So sometimes in the summertime you have people that put some plants outside. But if you see the results from that and you compare it to what you get from if you put it under a lamp, there is so much different in that. That's almost incredible.
Man. What? Fuck, man, we got to go to the Netherlands. I go to Netherlands. Only thing is a lot of shit you can't do though. Now, you know what I'm saying? For the benefit of smoking weed, what the fuck is you giving up?
For the benefit of smoking weed, what do I give up? I don't drink alcohol.
So, you know, I'm saying if you left the United States for the benefit of smoking weed legally, what's the benefits of coming to Netherlands? Or should I say, what are you giving up?
If I should come over to the U.S. or if you should come over to the Netherlands?
To the Netherlands.
From
the U.S. to the Netherlands.
What's the benefit? If your dealer's out... Ah, oh, damn, that's the wrong exit here. I need the next one.
Okay,
yeah, the benefit... you can get an exhaust shops everywhere. Oh. So if you're okay,
yeah,
the best line.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? Hey, 1 second. Si, how long?
Yeah, no problem.
Go ahead. I'm on the radio. That's why I'm trying to put everybody on. Nah, that's the only. No, I don't really know nothing about him like that. I just know him from, you know, coming up to the bar.
Now I know he be up like 3 a.m. So if it's late night, you know what I'm saying, then that means, you know, he to about 2-3 p.m. he ain't gonna be up.
Right. No, I understand that, but you know, he may call me between now and then. But if you see him, you know.
Okay. He did tell me though. He called you and the answer machine picked up. So I was like,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he did. He called you back. And he called my cell phone, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
But I was out of town.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
this past Monday was my first day back, but he did call and he left voicemail, and I called him back and I haven't heard back from him. So if you see him or know anyone else, if you can have him give me a ring.
Yeah.
And he may hear a little bit, get my voicemail. He can call me back.
Okay.
All right.
I got you. I definitely knew that.
Okay, man.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Hey, Smelly.
Police. Yeah, goddamn police.
I got a few more minutes until I'm home, and I'm driving, so I got to take a lot of turns now. So I'm going to hang up and call you back in a few minutes over Skype.
All right, that's what time it is. All right, well, as I beam you out, let me beam 412 in, you know what I'm saying? And I'll see you in a minute on break.
Yeah, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Same night from the Netherlands, ladies and gentlemen. That's my co-host right there. Shouts out to East Ride up here. And got my cousin online, DJ P.O.P. And we got 412 just chimed in. 412, what's happening?
What up, man? I am so bored. I says, I got nothing to do, so I'm going to call your show.
Ain't this a, hold on, man. I know you just
this motherfucker.
I know you didn't say that, man. Hey, brother. Hey.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, because you're bored and shit, that's the only way you reason coming on the show?
I'm here every day, so what the fuck's that tell you?
Oh, I'm there.
I always
What's happening, man? What's going on?
Hey, man, I always stop in, spread the love.
Spreading the love. I got a song for that.
It's like the brothers come in here and they go, hey, I just come on your show. I just want to spread the love. Yeah,
spread
right. You can really give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying? I just come to show some love. Well, sit your punk ass here and listen to the goddamn show then.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I sit there and listen to everybody else's fucking relationship talk and all that old bullshit.
Right. Was that Cyanide?
Yeah. He
was
kind of Belgium.
Yeah, what he was trying to tell you is the climate there is a cooler climate, okay? But, you know, I mean, I've seen weed growing up in Alaska that would fucking knock your head off.
You know they growing weed in Alaska?
What's that?
I said, you know they growing weed in Alaska?
Well, no, they grow weed different. They can grow weed outdoors in one part of it. Like, they get enough warmth and that sun's out for, like, oh, hell, man. It's out for like 2 months every day, all night and day.
Yeah. They do. They are on a whole nother time type shit than we are. Let's see. Alaska weed, AK-48 seeds. Damn, AK-48?
Hey, there ain't nothing better than that weed to come out in Vietnamese jungles.
Alaska State Notches Weed List.
Oh, man, that Vietnamese red. Holy fuck. Your eyes fucking bleed.
Russian knapweed, white top, connect Canada thistle, field bindweed, quack grass, leafy spurge. God damn.
Man,
Australia,
I'll tell you
field
what.
Crest.
Hey, how about in California there? They got busted last week. 500 of those medicinal places got busted.
For what? That's not supposed to be legal.
Well, it's legal through the state, but the federal government come in and whacked them.
What?
Yeah, 500 places got closed down. My buddy told me he's out there and he pays attention to that business. I think he has a legal prescription. So he pays attention there, and he told me 500 places got busted about 4 days ago.
Yeah, because I thought that, you know, it was legal now. I thought Schwarzenegger went on in and signed whatever crap.
Yeah,
he could
well, it is for the state.
And,
Not federal, state. The feds still consider it a crime. And they will prosecute you if they feel like they need to, you know?
Oh, you want the hell? Let's see what I'm in, man. Oh, weed. Well, that shit look good.
Boy, some of that weed they got. Some of that weed they grow down there. Oh, my God.
The Alaskan weed is wicked bad.
Oh, yeah.
Wacky tobacco. They don't go into it, though. Well, okay, here we go. No, that's in Fairbanks. Where the fuck is Fairbanks?
Alaska.
Oh. I ain't pulling up, man. How the website going, bro? Biz66.com for all your bid needs. Something like that.
Well.
For all your cheap bids, go to Biz66.com.
I hear you. For somebody to get over there and start spending some damn money, I need to buy me a new motorcycle. Come on, folks. Everybody listening out there, please go to the site. It's www.bid66.com so I can get a new Harley. I got my eyes on a nice, brand new Screaming Eagle. So just a couple more bids, and I'll be there.
Screaming Eagle. Let's see here. Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. It keep bringing up AK-47. Is that like the origin of Alaska, the origin of AK-47 or something? Is that why everything leads to it?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Let's try Alaska marijuana. How about that? See, you try to use the slang terms, and everybody don't call it that.
Uh-huh.
Might have to. Oh, I'll do marijuana cannabis. How about that? Choose the.
Party's over for me this week. My wife was away for a week. My ex-wife that I live with. And she's back. Coming back today. Shit.
Alaska Cannabis Clubs.
Let's join. See if they'll send us a sample.
I wish they were. You know, I seen some site. Have you ever bought? Well, yeah, you can. Well, no, you can't. You ever ordered the? Well, secretly they got a website where you know where you can order the little herb and shit. You know what I'm saying? The little legal weed or whatever.
Yeah, legal
you ever
weed.
You ever
right.
Smoked
any of it? Wonder if that stuff gets you high.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I wonder who ever smoked any of
it. You're looking at it. You want to buy some and resell it. I know what you're thinking.
Well, hey,
you want to buy some Gunji Green, man, with some yellow red hairs in it?
God,
$20.
That shit they got floating around here. Man, please. Mix it in, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
One down. That's how you do it. But we supposed to be playing Wheel of Fortune today, man, on Wednesday, Wednesday. But fortunately, the damn computer done went to frizzle snitz on me.
They call that on the fritz.
It went to frizzle snitz.
The fritz. F-R-I-T-Z. Fritz.
Pineapple Express. He say frizzle snitz. You know, I'm going to give him the frizzle snitz. That's the bullshit weed. Give him the frizzle sniff. Oh, yeah. Nah, if they weren't in that bucket, nah. Yeah, that was it. I go to the stove. Frizzle sniff. That was in the bucket, right?
Oh, I was explaining to you. You said about the pirate tickets. The pirates train in Bradenton, Florida. That's their spring training camp in the wintertime. So we are down in Florida.
Who the fuck is the pirates?
It's a fucking baseball team.
Oh. Oh, shit, that's like saying Devil Rays. I don't know who the fuck no Devil Rays is. I don't watch baseball.
I don't either.
Like saying arena ball or something. The damn fighting Raptors. Like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, Yeah.
We the backyard buckshots. Like, what?
Well, you know who A-Rod is, don't you?
No, I give chicks A-Rod, but, you know. hold on, because I got to walk him out real quick. Nah, I'm going to find out who A-Rod is. Hey, hold on 2 seconds, man.
A-Rod.
Me,
walk
my cousin out.
Fuck.
Oh, there you go, sign that. All right. All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Good jam.
All right.
Wait, Smelly, he is full. Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Oh, there you go. You can talk to Sinai real quick. I'm trying to get my damn computer repaired.
All right, go ahead. Let me
talk. Went to shit on me, and
Arsenic, are you there, Arsenic?
What'd you say, Orsic?
Arsenic.
Arsenic
is poison.
Arsenic.
Right, cyanide's poison.
What the fuck is cyanide?
Not if you write it like this.
What's up,
oh,
cyanide?
The way you got it spelled.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Not bad, man. Not bad. What kind of automobile do you drive over there?
Just a Ford. I didn't have a car for about a year, and I had to drive a little further for my new job. So I had to get a car, and the Ford was the only thing available. Else, if I have a choice, I choose an Italian car.
Yeah, they're nice cars. Italian cars hold up good. Sporty, too. You get a nice sporty one cheap.
Yeah,
what,
sporty.
Where are you at?
Where I'm at,
in
the Netherlands, in Europe, in the south of the Netherlands, near the German and the Belgian border.
Okay, so around German, Belgium. Okay, yeah, I know right where you're at. Around there. I'm from up here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Alrighty, which time zone is that?
You ever hear? It's Pennsylvania, United States.
Yeah, what's the time right now?
Oh, the time here is 12:45 in the afternoon. 12:45, 12:45.
So that's a 6-hour difference. So you're on the East Coast.
Yeah. Are you? What time is it there? In the morning?
No. It's in the evening.
Okay. So you're 8 o'clock, huh?
6:45 p.m.
Oh, okay. You're 6:45. Okay. That's yeah. Okay.
And now that Smelly is not on air, you have all the time to promote your website. So,
right. Hey, what do you do over there?
You mean as a job, or?
Yeah, as a job. What do you do over there?
I'm a system administrator. I work for a hosting company with internet and stuff.
Okay, so you work with computers and the internet, right?
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
All right. I'm back, people. I'm back. I got a weed state question. And this is just, you know, personal opinions, of course, like assholes, everybody got one. If weed was legalized, like, period, you know what I'm saying, what do you think it would be the upfalls or downfalls of it?
The upfalls is that you will not have any more crime. When you look at when alcohol was illegal, they made that illegal and they reversed that. If you go back to what happened in those days with Al Capone and the large criminal scene involving the involving alcohol and the legal sales of that, you will get that same effect by doing by making weed legal. You take a lot of criminals out of their job. They have to find something else.
I think main what?
It's okay now. I'm here.
Oh.
The main one is that you can smoke weed without looking behind your back with a cop coming to bust you for it. Or you can smoke it while you're driving down a road, you know, and really not worry about a cop busting your ass, you know. Maybe they'll make it so you can't smoke and drive, like drinking and driving. So they might make it that you can't smoke and drive. But that would be hard to do.
Yeah, so you,
that
so
would be
still,
hard to do.
Well, no, because not technically, because if they pull you over,
they
like
smell it. They can do it if they
fags smell it. Do it. Yeah, like these fags do down here. Oh, I smell. And you ain't even got to be smoking nothing. Or have smoked nothing, you know what I'm saying? But if you ever have, or somebody is a heavy smoker like me, and I sit in your car, and you're not a smoker, of course, I'm going to make your entire car reek.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if we just happen to get pulled over on the humbug, and I'm sitting in this motherfucker, you ain't got nothing to do with me. You might just be giving me a ride home, but I'm smelling like 4 pounds because I just came out the club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a, and it's just, that's, it really is. That'd be a screwed up.
I'd throw your ass to the cops and say, "Leave me go. Take this motherfucker."
Oh shit! I'm finna run.
Play. Hey, you got dope on him.
I ain't got nothing but a Nick sack, but I gotta go. I gotta go. That's a year of probation. Shit, you gotta fucking go ahead. You gonna get busted for a damn Nick sack, man. You might as well fucking go ahead. And,
how about people tell? I saw people. What'd you get busted for? A roach. You get busted for a fucking roach. You fucking idiot. You deserve to get busted, yeah. Motherfucker. You stupid son of a bitch. Mm. Get busted That's for a roach weird. Or a seed. What'd you get busted for, man? Seed.
But see, that depends on the officer now.
Yeah,
you
know I
know.
But they will. Don't bust it for. Hey, what'd you get busted for, that residue? What do you mean residue? Yeah, like residue, man.
Residue tested positive.
What?
No fucking way.
I think he had a pipe, but and that's why they got them for residue.
Well, you get your paraphernalia with the pipe.
Fuck
still
it.
Still a charge.
Yeah. It's still gonna make a hassle for you. It's gonna create a hassle.
But yet you can go and buy it legally out of the store for $2. It's a $200 charge if you get caught with it, or probably well more than that. But it's $2 to buy it. That shit's so backwards, boy.
Yeah, let me explain you something. You know, I was thinking of something. I was looking in a magazine, and they had all kinds of different stuff. You know, pictures of different looking weed and stuff like that. And pictures of seeds that you can buy. I said, now how the hell can somebody from another country ship you seeds and not get you in trouble? You know, you're not getting in trouble for it. Well, guess what?
You get in trouble for it.
Wait a minute here. No, because guess what? Guess what they're doing? I figured out what they're probably doing. Okay, they're probably, yeah, they'll sell it to you. Take your credit card number, take your money. Then they ship it over to the U.S. there and customs grab it. That's what happens. The country's sending it. They're not getting into trouble. They could care less, you know. They're getting yourself screwed. So you got to watch getting stuff from out of the country, you know. Paraphernalia, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Internet a powerful thing, but it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. I was wondering about that. Hey, Si, you ever smoked legal weed?
You mean medical weed?
Is that what that? Well, no, I'm saying I really like the shit we talking about where you know, mail order the shit and buy it and try it out.
Mail order?
Yeah, you know, like shit, buy it like out of High Times. You know what I'm saying? You ever bought that shit out of High Times just to see? You know what I'm saying? 100% legal weed.
Imitation weed.
Legal.
Imitation.
Yes. No, never.
Legal weed.
Yeah, what they say, 100% legal weed. Ashwood in the building. That's what they say, 100% legal weed. U.S. buds. Flown from some fucking where. Bumfuck Egypt with the best stash in the world and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we sent it to Canada. Then from Canada, we sent it to Puerto Rico. And from Puerto Rico, we sent it to Mexico. We got a Mexican that sneaks it in through the border. And you can meet him up in Arizona. Then they mail it in an American mailbox from Arizona to your damn state. That's how it gets to you. Now, if anybody figured that one out, y'all some good motherfuckers. I don't even know what the hell I just said. Yet. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Well, yeah, that's how I get it in there. You know what I'm saying? I figured that when I did see one company, they say they ship it. They do ship it to another, like Canada or somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? In an undisclosed box. And then they call it something else. You know what I'm saying? It's not even. They'll put a whole nother name to it, like sex toy or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And then ship it to one country, and then from that, then they send it to you. I mean, there's ways to do it now. Believe you me. Motherfucker ain't advertising like that freely for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't advertising to...
There used to be an herb you could buy. They used to sell it when the head shops were legal. I don't know if you remember, Smelly. I'm sure you do remember when head shops were legal. Remember?
No, we still got head shops open down here.
Do you really? You got head shops down here, so we don't have none.
Hell yeah. Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Listen, the BP station is a head shop.
Really?
When you going in the BP gas station, because these motherfuckers got them privately owned, yeah, these bitches got bongs, pipes, crack pipes, hookahs, roller papers, grinders, and oil spills. And this is at predominantly every little mom and pop gas station you can go to, they got all this paraphernalia in every fucking gas station.
You can't get a pack of papers up here, motherfucker.
Shit. The papers sitting right there on the counter. Tops. Whatever the fuck you want. What? Man, we the fucking weed smoking capital of the world. That's illegal. Imagine that. When we sell the most blunts, we sell the most rolling papers, tobacco products, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of head shops that still sell all that shit.
Yep, mine around here and can't get papers if you need them.
Damn. That's crazy as hell. See, people? And y'all wondering,
you can always order
the freedom.
Order papers in. Not illegal to order the papers over the internet.
Well, yeah, it ain't illegal to order the papers, but still. Anything, you know what I'm saying, paraphernalia related, then that's raising somebody's eyebrows. There's some internet snoop out there that's being nosy and getting into your business.
Got to do a show on the oil spill next week, maybe, huh?
You know, I'm writing a book right now about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the fuck, what the WTF is in the water? What the is in the water? Xtox One versus Deepwater Horizon. A true story.
Cool. I'm gonna write a book too. I bit into my shrimp and thought it was an oil change.
Oh, I'm fucked up. They gonna start getting all the seafood and recycling and then shit, putting it in your car.
The shrimp got that
like
little mud vein in it. See that little black vein when you devein a shrimp, it got that black vein. Well, that black vein's going to be filled with oil.
You're going to have a whole black shrimp.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if you ever tasted shrimp. I've tasted shrimp smelly before. No bullshit. No, I've ate a lot of seafood because I had some restaurants. I told you one other time. But and I'd eat a lot of shrimp for that. And sometimes when I'd get some shrimp, I don't know where it was from, but it would taste like fuel. You know, like, and that has to be why. Yeah, yes. And I always wondered why.
All right, wait. I got a lot of motherfuckers on the line, man. Fifth call, I got the hard beam, you goddamn it. Hold your ear.
Ow.
Ah.
Oh,
yeah,
I made it. Hey. Heavenly Angel, how's it going?
What's up? Heavenly Angel up in the building, y'all. Let me, wait a minute. Oh.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
What's
hey,
up, man? What's going on now?
I'm over at my friend's house right now, and he's listening to your show.
Hey,
he's
grooving,
the guest.
Baby.
He's the guest, so don't wipe him out on the show here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. I ain't going to.
Yeah. Guest, what's the number? 892 is my friend Tank from Seattle. He's in the
hey,
house.
Tank?
Hey, Tank. What's happening, Tank? Hey, brother.
So smelly.
Yeah. It's going down. What's happening with you, bro?
Oh, man, you know, chilling, man. Sending love from the 206 to you, man.
206 out there, man. It's the 813. We got, actually, man, we international up in here. So you're going to have to say what's up to the world.
Hey, and what's up, world?
The world.
The whole
yeah,
wide world.
We got 813. We got 412. We got the Netherlands. We got a little bit of everybody up in here, man. We all overseas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it's going
everywhere.
Down.
Yeah, we everywhere but nowhere, you know what I'm saying?
International, extraordinaire.
Yeah, we in Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying? We got an auctioneer on the line, you know what I'm saying, from www.bid66.com. Then I don't even know what the hell that was, you know what I'm saying?
That was the scat
man. Too. We got aliens, too.
Auctioneer voice.
Huh?
Of my auctioneer voice.
Oh, it sounds like
like one of them East Indians.
Yeah, I ain't know what the fuck? You're doing a damn African rain song and shit. Dang. Is anybody recording that, please? Somebody record that. Send that to
it's in the archive. It's in the
America's
archive.
America's funniest recorded videos, you know what I'm saying? Let's get that on. Get us about 10 grand, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, where you say you at again there, brother? What's your name
206, Seattle, Washington. This is Tank.
Okay, Seattle, Washington. Tank. Okay, that's what time it is. So, weed ain't, you on medical marijuana, too?
Oh man, I would love to try to get on there. I'm trying to get on that, you know.
You got to fall down a step and break your leg real quick. Like, hold on, I'll be back tomorrow. What I got to do?
Yeah.
Well, sir, all you have to do, sir, is break your finger. Well, hold on. Hey,
give you a prescription if a one-year-old kid sucker punches you. They'll give you a prescription.
Man, I'd be like, I'd walk out with a sign like, punch me.
You get a bruise on
your
arm, I'll give you a prescription for anything.
I was medical marijuana distributed in the U.S. Because over here you get that from the government, and it's like three times as less good weed as what you get in the shop.
No, it's distributed through dispensaries.
They bust your ass, take you to jail, put you in prison for many, many years.
Hold on, because see, this is why this show is so diverse now. Because we have Washington on the phone. Heavenly Angel has a medical marijuana card.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes.
Legal marijuana. And so while we want to know what the government tastes like, we can ask her.
Well, I got
there
medical marijuana card. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it?
From the doctor.
Now he's saying. Cyanide is saying big government issues out the weed, but the weed is two times as weak. You know what I'm saying? As street weed, street level weed. Now, what's the difference between here in the United States? Is it more potent or is it less potent than what you get on the streets?
Well, let me tell you this: the federal government only issues 5 people. In the United States, only 5 people from the federal government are allowed and get sent medical marijuana. The rest of us, that's the federal government. They've allowed 5 people. But for us, for Washington State, and among, I think there's 11, maybe 14 now states that have medical marijuana, in our state, you're allowed up to 99 plants to grow 99 plants, but They will come in if they find out that you have 99 plants and come and confiscate them and try to press charges, and then you got to go through all the rigmarole, which they can't press.
But it's just the sheer fact of taking you through the fucking anger and shit and bullshit.
Yeah.
They will
right.
do.
Now, they want you to have only 25 plants, but you have to grow your stuff yourself. There are dispensaries around Washington State where they have medical marijuana, but it's the patients that are growing it, and it's through a donation. Right.
25 is enough.
Yeah, 25
is enough. So they grow it and then donate their shit, or what, they get a kickback tax write-off or something? That'll be hard in a bit, too. You get a tax write-off just for growing the weed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you don't
is
get
a,
that.
It is a... oh, they don't?
No tax break.
Oh.
They grow a couple extra, that's what they do. They give the government 25 and they grow 50.
What?
What do you think they're doing?
All I know is we got Haze up here, we got Purple, we got Kush. We got a whole lot of flavors up here.
Any G13?
Yeah, actually there is.
That's some good weed there. I smoked some of that the other day.
G13. No, people, we're not talking about grade levels or military. No. Not G13, not Captain and all that shit. Got my good weed. It's Weed Day Wednesday. We're supposed to be playing Wheel of Fortune, you know what I'm saying, even though we got the lines packed. And it's going to be the perfect day to play it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody still would have to be logged on. So that's another thing I got to work out too, because everybody got to be logged on and checking out the webcam, and then we can play. So you know what I'm saying. But I got a special guest. I got from P&D Express. You know what I'm saying, DJ POP. He riding around out there in Florida, Tampa land, listening in. You know what I'm saying. And shouts out little Melonhead and little cousin riding around with him, tearing up shit. And, yeah, it's going down real big. Big up to everybody on the phone, man. You know what I'm saying? Washington, all out there, you know what I'm saying? No sleep. Side to side.
Who has the echo?
Not me.
I don't know. I guess I have to do some selective reasoning.
I'm on the road right now. I just left my friend, Tank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
he needs to have a show, too. He got the radio voice like you.
Yeah, he can come on, too, man. You want to, you know what I'm saying? Co-host.
He's
co-host.
A DJ, too.
Yeah, three co-hosts.
DJ Tank.
Oh, we all.
And there you go.
Another show. Yeah.
You got
I mean,
three
he,
co-hosts
he,
and two co-hosts were on the road while calling in.
Yeah, that would be hard, giving live reports, you know what I'm saying? We got live reports from the road. Let's go over here to Belgium. Like, God damn, what the hell are we doing? I come from Florida, you know what I'm saying, getting the local weather in Belgium. Let's get,
gotta get the meds,
Belgium,
man.
Right,
gotta get the meds.
I'll tell you one thing. That's one sweaty mile. Don't get caught there. Don't get caught in there.
What? Why,
if I,
why, I
caught,
mean...
get caught in Belgium, I would probably spend the night in jail.
Why? It's not legal over there?
No.
Oh.
Man.
I didn't know that
yeah,
one.
It's just across the border, so I'm not that hesitant about that one. I can check on the way in if there are any checkpoints and stuff, and if there are, I have to look for another road. But
I don't mean
to
interrupt, but my phone may go dead here, so I apologize if you don't hear from me.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Thank you for letting us know.
I'm sorry for interrupting. So yeah, I'm just picking up, you know, my meds. Heading
what?
On down the highway, getting ready to go home and fire it up.
I already.
Oh,
did
you say
that.
You say you picking it up? Oh.
Yeah, I just picked it up.
Yeah, that reminds me, y'all.
Gotta go.
Going to get some more.
Kick it in.
Oh.
What's up, Doc?
And one more just to wipe it off. You know, I got to have the A little fun skit. And now, can anybody tell me where these come from? For $1 million.
Yeah,
dang,
but
baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Yeah, baby.
No? Where them little sound bites come from? Anybody, anybody? Now, how much y'all are instant messengers? Anybody instant message?
No.
No idea.
The Yahoo. You never used the Yahoo Instant Messenger?
No, I used Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying, you never seen the little audibles that they be having?
No.
Yeah, they got little audibles you can click on, and the little man will pop up, and he'll say, like,
oh, that's gotta hurt.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little hand pop up, be like,
okay, now I'm here.
Da da da. That's my shit. That's my shit. All right, people. Look, we got like 3,000 people on the line. We already well over the damn due time for the nutty news. So what we got to do is take a commercial
break. Get that horn going.
Get it on up in here. Hey, ma'am.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Time to get naked.
All right. There's
in the car? On the road?
Mail.
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. Got mail, motherfucker. So you know what time it is, people. We got to get into the nutty news. And after nothing new, we get into some music. That's what I'm talking about.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
I can dig it, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's time for the nutty news, y'all. We stay Wednesday. You already know how we do it at this time of the hour. Top of the hour, we bring you the nutty news from around the world. And I mean the world. And this is how we get into it. www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. Make sure you go there first and check it out. I got a new intro coming too for the news, y'all. Y'all get used to this one. Don't get used to it because I got a new one coming. Oh. All right, people. We finna get super nutty for a couple of minutes, and let's get into it. Now, what goes on here, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I cue up the porn music, you know what I'm saying? Sponsored by old and, yeah, he gets up in here. And before I do that, you know, before we go ahead and get into the news, I got old Mr. Bit 66 on the,
hey,
on the line. And,
every winner.
But you had your son do that drop or something?
Oh.
Oh.
I was done by Baba.
Must have been real drunk and got into your young mode.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Hey, you want to hear the best part of it? Listen to this, man.
Love it. Nowhere.
It's the dumb son of a bitch at the station where I'm getting that played at all week. All right? He was supposed to do it last week. He didn't do it. They didn't schedule it till this week. Just the radio station. And then what happened was, I didn't have nobody signed up from the promotional thing I was doing on the radio. I said, something's wrong, because I had 250 people sign up in one day the last time I did it, so something was wrong. Well, they didn't do it. They forgot. They didn't run my commercial yesterday. So today, same thing. I paid these guys, and they didn't run my commercial yet. So I'm going
to
start giving
them. How much did they charge me to get a commercial on there?
Oh, hell. I think it's like we got a budget of about $300 a day for it.
300 a day?
Yeah, for the radio.
Alrighty.
God damn. What is it supposed to be, all day?
No, no, like 15 spots.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, that's still all day. I mean, that's,
about
you know,
10,
at
about
the peak.
10, about 10, 12.
It should be at the peak times, though, right?
Yeah, I get them in the morning drive time, they call it, when people are driving to work and when they're driving home from work. That's the best times on the radio.
What the fuck? Because they ain't paying attention. They worry about putting makeup on and everything else going to work. They ain't worried about a damn commercial. Now, lunchtime and driving home.
I got it lunchtime.
Yeah, both of them is good peak times for me, you know what I'm saying? But early morning, man, shit. If I started this show at 2 o'clock, I have probably about 20 more listeners that are tuned in. It's just for the simple fact that, you know what I'm saying, the time that it starts, it's the majority of people is, you know, it's 9 in the morning. It's morning time. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't really ready to tune in, you know what I'm saying? But set it 2 hours back, and now they're into their lunchtime hour, and they woke. You know what I'm saying? People readily tune in, you know what I'm saying, more.
Well, if you was on at 2 a.m., Smelly, I'd be listening to you then.
Nah, that's what I'm talking about.
Whatever
yeah,
time.
Keep your clothes on, baby. Keep your clothes on, baby. Keep your clothes on.
Oh, yeah, me too. Hey, me too, Smelly.
You're already off.
Dude, I'll follow you anywhere you go, Smelly.
Hey, I don't know where to take that, brother. I don't know how to take
it. Hey, Smelly love, that's all. One love, one
south,
love.
Sounds a little Twitter there, brother. Sounds a little Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, stalker.
Play Misty.
Ah, man. It's all good. Number love, people. I follow y'all anywhere, too, virtually, goddammit. Virtually. Hit me up by the email. Hit me up by the email. Go on down. All right, check this out, man. When I say you know, does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Not me.
You know. When I say you know, does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Well, get there. We're in the UK, goddammit. You know we're in the United UK. When I say
you
know,
you where?
Already know. UK. Nutty. Started us off. And why? Because a woman died after being given smokers' lungs.
What?
Lung transplant?
Yeah. Yeah. The government's transplant star insisted today that organ transplants were carried out on the basis of whether they would work after it emerged that a cystic fibrosis sufferer died after receiving the lungs of a long-term smoker. Chris Roos, National Clinical Director for Transplantation, said smoking was not the issue in the case of cystic fibrosis sufferer Lindsay Scott, whose family have lodged a complaint after she received a double lung transplant from a 30-year smoker.
Man.
How the do you do some shit like that? How you still harvesting 30 years, and you still harvesting?
Don't they check that in front or something like that?
You would think they would. Oh, let me see. All right, 813, you up in this mofo flipper? What's happening? We into the Nutty News right now. Everybody who was tuning in, you was live with the Nutty News from around the world. And I mean the world.
Hey, I have my friend here from the Rush Project, Darcell. He's in the house. Say hello.
Okay, that's
hey, what's up? The Rush Project's in the house. How you doing?
That's 813?
206.
Uh-oh.
This is Heavenly Angel in the house with the Rush Project.
Oh, okay, no, because I seen somebody else from 813 just call in, so I thought, I'm like, that ain't enough.
Nah, this 813 right here, bro. Yeah,
oh, okay, who the 813
well,
is?
God, kind of this Fox, man.
Hey, who?
It's Fox. Yes, sir.
Suck!
How to do out that way?
Yeah. Suck! What? Suck 60 days, suck!
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Hold on, y'all. My dog fresh out. Damn, I ain't got my song. Hold on, I got to do something real quick, y'all. Y'all give me El Manutos. You know what I'm saying? I got to do something very special. Just for all my motherfucking people that be getting out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Here you go, brother. Welcome back.
Each day Wednesday.
You get 30 seconds of the goddamn song. Y'all here? Well, the mall closed down, bro. Sorry. I can let you hit the blunt.
Hey.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Leave the streets alone, nigga. Leave the streets alone, nigga. Leave the streets alone. What's happening, my brother? Home skillet from another mother?
I'm
well,
cooling, man.
Really not from another mother, but you know. You must have done called P.O.P.
Man, you already know, man. I've been trying to put up with the...
Yeah, he riding around with Melonhead, man. Him and Melonhead done came over here and sucked down all my motherfucking water and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good, though. Yeah. Much love to Melonhead. Man, you know, I'm almost a space right now. I'm over here in Planet W. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because today is Weed Day Wednesday, so I had to stop off and pick me up some of this Captain Kirk.
I'm busting me a cigarette with no switching right now.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You on the right day then. Pass it. Virtually pass it. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
If I was really smoking, I'd be deader than a motherfucker right now. I'll be high as hell. Y'all be seeing me on the ground and shit. I'll be on the ground like. Oh, my bad. Hey, check this out, because we got a couple of artists off in here. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the Rush Project. You know what I'm saying? Up in here. I'm going to introduce Rush Project to No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood, he up in here. And then my daughter just jumped. You know what I'm saying? There's another rap artist. Named Sock, you know what I'm saying? SOC, representing real big, you know what I'm saying? Down here. And, yeah. So, we got all your artists,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you know.
Thanks, man.
Hey, that's real. That's real. Let me ask you something, Rush. How many members is it to your group? Or is it just you?
It's three of us, but we collaborate with a lot of different artists to just bring a nice thick sound to everything. We got a female vocalist. We also brought in some jazz player to do the horns and give us that little funky horn section into our mix. And we also got a live guitar player that we bring in, my man Joe Davila from Out of Sight Music.
So y'all doing, what do y'all call yourselves then? Hip-hop, R&B, everything?
We call ourselves outside the box music.
Yeah. So it ain't no, you don't have a set genre. You can pretty much play it all.
Nah. Yeah, we love it all, man. I mean, music is good across the board. I mean, I love country. I love hip-hop. I love jazz. I love rock and roll. I mean, I love music. I mean, I even love the tribal music from India. I mean, it's just music is good. It moves your soul, you know.
Oh yeah, you like this music?
Yep.
La Negra, everybody.
That I'm into my track. I'm into the album that got that same flavor.
You got some mariachi on your album.
Yep.
Yes, he actually does. I heard the song on the Jackal's Head.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he actually does.
What are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about. You got Mexicans everywhere shooting bullets through your song. You know what I'm saying? Ay, 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 pow, pow, pow. What's up? What's up? Hold on, let me throw that out the window. Sorry.
Ow.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Oh, that hurt?
Headphones.
That hurt?
Pretty much,
not
yeah.
Bad. Not
try
bad.
Try it again.
It's my dog sign out, people. That's international right there. You know what I'm saying? We've lost Heavenly Angel, and I'm pretty sure she'll be calling back in. Big ups to Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying, and Prophet Jackal. out there representing, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all up in her doing the nutty news. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and get some hip-hop going on for the rest of the news. This is hip-hop. I forgot the rest of the lyrics, but this is hip-hop. Then the rest of the lyrics, this is hip-hop. Yeah, y'all already know. Sang along, goddammit, sang along. This is there you go. Jacqueline Cyanide. C-Nile, my bad. Cyanide, that's my co-host. This is hip-hop. Yeah, there we go, there we go. All right, Port Chester, New York. Yeah, Hispanic residents get 6 votes each in suburban New York election. What? I don't know if that sounds right, but all right. Arthur Ferrano voted early and he voted often, flipping the lever 6 times for his favorite candidate. Ferrano cast multiple votes on the instructions of a federal judge and the U.S. Department of Justice as part of a new election system crafted to help boost Hispanic representation. Voters in Port Chester are electing village trustees for the first time. You still got villages? Damn. That's all in Africa. All right. Since the federal government alleged in 2006 that the existing election system was unfair. Okay. That was very strange. Arthur Ferrano, 80 years old, said after voting, I'm not sure I liked it. All my life I've heard one man, one vote. But you get to vote 6 times for one motherfucker? Man, in a minute, they just going to say, fuck it. We're not even voting anymore. It's no, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's back to the dictatorship. Bam! Can power! Can power! Oh, sorry, people. Sorry. Go off of my rant. Chicago. Flight attendant helps land plane when officer falls ill. Now,
how about the co-pilot?
No. The flight attendant. Yeah, where the co-pilot at?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. A flight attendant with a pilot's license ditched her normal duties and stepped in for a sick co-pilot. What? Sick co-pilot of an American Airlines flight before the plane landed in Chicago, Illinois. The first officer had become sick with flu-like symptoms. He went back into the passenger cabin. That's when the captain began to solicit help from any passengers with a pilot's license. One of the 5 flight attendants on board flight 1612 from San Francisco, Cali, told captain that she is a commercial pilot. Now, isn't that just weird as hell? Who in the hell wants to be on a flight when the motherfucking captain comes over and said, excuse me, people, I need some help flying this goddamn plane. My co-pilot done went down. Anybody want to come up and sit with the pilot? Anybody? Anybody? Man, come the hell on. And she just happened to be there. Nah. Yo, what the fuck is the autopilot for? You know what I'm saying? You're in a damn billion-dollar aircraft that's got autopilot. Put the bitch on autopilot and sit back. All right, people. Y'all better. All right. That's
Smelly.
Only the headline.
Smelly, you want to still? You still want to see some Dutch weed? Or some
Belgian
weed?
Yeah, there you go.
I posted you 2 links in the chat room.
Bam! That should like come from outer space. That's what you just got.
Hey, that's what I just got. That's Amnesia Haze, and in my opinion, the best weed that you can get in the world. And then I mean the world.
You hear him? The wow! I mean, what is it called?
Amnesia Haze.
Amnesia 8.
Haze.
Amnesia 8. God damn, that's some pretty shit. I moved to Netherlands just for the weed, just for the weed, man. Yeah. Damn, that's some pretty shit, boy. finer than a woman sometimes. More beautiful
oh,
than a woman.
wait till you taste this, Smiley. This is incredible stuff.
Man, that is some. All right, damn. Yeah, I'm totally threw my noodles off with that one. Yeah.
The first time you'll smoke it, you'll get warm inside and you'll start to sweat. So strong is it?
Yeah, I don't even know if I don't see. You know what I'm saying? When you got to look for symptoms and all that in weed, you know what I'm saying? That's when it gets a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? You got to look for symptoms. Yeah, I don't want to be sitting there like. Looking for sweat and shit. I ain't sweating yet. It ain't working. Yeah, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Higher than a motherfucker.
That's different for every person.
I don't know. I got a high tolerance for this American shit, so. Shit, that is. It's alright. Let's go over here to Australia, man. Where swearers face $100 fine.
Alrighty.
Swearing in public, yeah, could become a major money spinner for the Queensland government, with $100 fines to be issued for the offense, along with $300 for public urination and other disorderly offenses. A 12-month trial of ticketing for public nuisance offenses has found issuing a fine was more cost-effective and freed up both the courts and police. Legislation will be introduced into state parliament later this year, and the new ticketing regime will be rolled out from next year. Yeah. So.
Is that illegal in your state too? Do you get fined for that?
Motherfucker, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling about.
Yeah, I'll buy that for a fucking dollar.
As long as you don't go ranting and raving against a police officer, you'll be all right.
Yeah, well, and that's the same shit here, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, what you seen me do on my camera, that's completely legal. These motherfucking undercovers out here, these punk-ass police, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm not talking directly to you. Once you address them, you know what I'm saying, then that's where you're violating. That's where you're breaking the law at. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't making no direct remarks or threatening remarks or gestures or anything towards them, then they ain't got no fucking say-so. You know what I'm saying? If I'm talking to myself and I'm turning around in circles, you know what I'm saying, saying fuck the world, you know, well, that ain't got nothing to do with you, even though you're in this motherfucker.
If you push it too far here, you get fined for insulting an officer on duty. But, yeah, that's about the hardest that you'll get. Or if you make it even worse for you, you'll get arrested and they'll take you. But, yeah, you have to push it really far. With some smart-ass remarks and stuff like that, they won't throw you in jail. But I think that's a little bit different than the United States because, I've seen your video.
Yeah. If anybody want to check out the YouTube videos, to go to youtube.com/DJ Smells So Good. Man, I got two videos that I had sent to the fucking ACLU. You know what I'm saying? The ACLU has a lawsuit pending against the Florida Department of Corrections. Just for the same shit that these motherfuckers been harassing me over, videotaping the police. This is a very, which I didn't even know was a big issue, but apparently it is a very big issue, you know what I'm saying, here in Florida, period, with the police and being videotaped, you know what I'm saying, by innocent bystanders.
Is that in the law somewhere?
It's
you can't do that?
They got fucking statutes for statutes for statutes. They already know about statutes. You know, they just write a law for a law to combat another law, and they forget about the law that they wrote to combat the other law. You know what I'm saying? It's a clusterfucker bullshit. You know, the law states, you know what I'm saying, your constitutional rights give you the motherfucking freedom of press. You know what I'm saying? Freedom of press says you can videotape whatever the fuck you want to videotape in the public. Only thing, they put a statute in there to say that you can't be on camera doing audio. You can film, but then you can't give audio commentary, you know what I'm saying? And then that depends on what state that you're in.
Okay. Well, over here,
man, this shit is.
If you're on a public street, you can film everything. People are on the public street, so they have a risk by being there. They don't want to get filmed
get out of the way, stay home. I don't know what.
Well, yesterday in Seattle, there was a girl that crossed the street from high school. She was 16. She, what was it, jaywalked across the street. And the officer pulled her over. The officer pulled her over. He was going to give her a ticket, but she was fine moving. And she punched her. She punched the 16-year-old girl in the face, the police officer.
For jaywalking?
For jaywalking. talking back, and there was all kinds of people videotaping too on the phone. It was on, so they used that. It's on YouTube too. Yeah. Well, this officer, the only he got was he went back to training.
She went back to training.
And he trained. Went back to training. They didn't suspend him. They didn't do anything. They just put him back in training. It was under investigation.
Alrighty.
Damn.
At least
on behalf of the 16-year-old.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah. That's fucked up. It's pretty fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we give out awards here, people. I gotta warn everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you ever hear anything strange like that, that is because that is an award that is given out to somebody who's done something completely asinine. Asinine is being a big word to mean being you did some stupid shit, you stupid fucking fuck, for layman's terms. All right. Let's go over here to Arizona, man, where man's interrupted dream led to assault. I'll buy that for a dollar. An employee at the Chevron gas station near U.S. 60 in Parkview Place walked up to surprise resident William Meadows' pickup truck and knocked on his window when he noticed the man was lying down inside. Meadows, 47, awoke and became violent. A surprise officer arrived at the gas station about 7:30 p.m. to find Meadows yelling. Meadows said the gas station employee had interrupted a very good dream. Take your punk ass to a rest stop, motherfucker. Get the hell out the damn. Well, why the employee gonna go up to somebody's truck anyway? That ain't none of your damn business. See, that's why people get motherfucking shot and killed for doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? You're doing all shit that's all out your element. You ain't had no business going knocking on nobody's shit. If the motherfucker sleep, you let the bitch sleep. Now, if you've been there a couple of hours, like 4 or 5 hours, the next day or when you about to get off shift, okay, well, hey, call the police and let them deal with the shit. You know what I'm saying? But you could have got a pistol put to your damn face. You crazy motherfuckers around here, they shit, pull out a gun and shoot. Nowadays, they don't even argue. I'm so tired of talking about this fucking fag. Vandersloot, lawyer quits. Okay, that's enough. There we go. You got a roll?
Yeah, I'm heading on home. I'll try to get in here at the last minute while you're on.
All right, baby. I appreciate you. All right, even though you're fading out. But, all right. I hear you. I hear you. That's how you're sounding and shit. You know what I mean? Like you're fading away like Back to the Future. Wait a minute, Heavenly Angel's missing off of this picture. I love you, girl. Monroe, Ohio. I read this, but this is not what I don't believe. And this, you know what I'm saying? Come on, this is why the hell this shit got struck. You know what I'm saying? Six-story statue of Jesus Christ. Yeah, all right. Was struck by lightning and burned to the ground. People ask me why I'm laughing. Because it's funny. Leaving only a blackened steel skeleton. Oh, black, huh? And pieces of foam that were scooped up by curious onlookers. The King of Kings, the statue, one of Southwest Ohio's most familiar landmarks, had stood since 2004 at the Evangelical blah, blah, blah Church of blah, blah, blah. on Interstate blah blah in Monroe, just north of Cincinnati. No, people, we don't give any fucking free promos for churches. This is an unpolitical, unreligious program. Not saying we don't believe in the Lord, but we just don't bring that shit on this program. You can keep your Buddhas, keep your Christianers, keep all you. You can keep that shit off of here. And I cuss you out. I don't want to hear that. Yeah, you keep all that. Keep your Islams, keep your Muslims. If it's about religion, keep that shit in the closet like a Michael Jackson song.
Keep it in the closet.
Oh,
you get out there.
Really? I don't hear that shit, man. Listen. Gulf of Mexico, man. And I know everybody heard about this in the news. If you didn't, you're hearing about it in this news. BP, you know what I'm saying? British Petroleum. The Brits, people. The fucking Brits. The Brits are coming. The Brits are coming. Didn't we do a motherfucking Civil War revolt or something against fucking... Well, I didn't. I mean, I know I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. BP suspends recovery after ship is hit by lightning. What? Come on, people. Listen. Every single day, Carnival sends out motherfucking cruises for people to go out on day cruises, night cruises, and all that. You have never heard about a fucking cruise ship getting struck by no goddamn lightning. So how in the hell y'all little pussy-ass flagships are floating out here and they get struck by lightning? Unless you got lightning rod on the goddamn ship that's channeling lightning to the goddamn boats. That's going what? Intentionally cause the motherfucking ships to get hit. So you can suspend operation. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is going too good for you. You know what I'm saying? This is all conspiracy theory that you're hearing from a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Fuck ever. You goddamn British is killing us, goddammit. The fire atop of the derrick of the drill ship Discoverer Enterprise may have been caused by lightning. London-based BP said today in an emailed statement. Yeah, imagine that. The company said there were no injuries. The National Weather Service had forecast isolated thunderstorms in the area. They are going to obviously adhere to all of the inspections to make sure that they don't get caught up in an issue on this one, too. Come the fuck on. Man, whatever, man. No fucking storms, though. And just so happens y'all get hit by a bolt in the lightning, though. Just that ship. No other ships get affected, though.
And why only got one ship on there? Why don't they have multiple ships working?
Multiple ships. And multiple ships would have been affected if lightning come down and hit one. That would have caused an explosion because y'all should have been like side by side or close enough to where, you know what I'm saying, you big ass metal lightning rods would have all, you know what I'm saying, had an effect. All right, people, listen, this is the no smoke up my ass radio show, okay? So we don't take the smoke up ass here, okay? So you guys like to get smoke blowed up your ass, please go to another show. This is not that one. Man, it's definitely not tolerated. That's bullshit is what that is right there. You know what I'm saying?
We got smoke, though.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we do smoke, but we don't blow it up each other's ass. And that would not be,
appropriate.
That would not be cool. Shout out to Prophet Jackal, says he's got a new song coming, and we'll be...
I uploaded that song to your switchboard, so you can play it from there.
Oh, you already did?
Well, I sent you a message.
Kudos to Cyanide.
Thank you.
Cyanide. Good luck.
No, you put. Let me see where it's at. What you call it?
I forgot I sent you a message with the song title.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll check that out after One Way to Hell. All right. That's appropriate.
That's the one.
All right. Two more, and we'll get into One Way to Hell. We're in London, where Winston Churchill's cigar airbrushed in photo. Right. How you airbrushed? Well, yeah, shit, bitch, you got Photoshop. Why didn't you just Photoshop this shit? An iconic photo of the former prime minister that sits perched atop the entrance to a World War II museum in London was airbrushed by an unknown censor, removing the wartime chief's signature stogie from the picture. Flashing a defiant grin, Churchill has hand fixed into his trademark V for victory in the photo, but the cigar he has clamped in the corner of his mouth in the original has gone mysteriously up in smoke.
And that's why he didn't Photoshop it.
And that's why he what?
That's why he didn't Photoshop it.
Oh.
But have you seen real airbrush work? I know some people that do that, and it's really amazing. It's like they make an image of themselves just by airbrushing, and it looks amazing. It looks just like them. That's really, really cool.
Well, I got a YouTube on that too. Go to live. What is it? Las Vegas. We live in Las Vegas, bitches. 1, 2, or 3. I think it's number 2. We walking down the Las Vegas Strip. There's a dude out there that do live airbrush. I mean, he'll paint whatever the fuck you think off the top of your head. This dude was painting some wicked shit. But I mean, within 10 minutes, he looked like a machine. And this dude was straight by hand just hit that bit, bam, 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 bam. Put that gloss over it, $40. He going to hit your ass up quick, $40. But that
$40
mean
bucks,
that,
that's worth it. That's really worth it.
Hey,
look efficient.
I was like, the pictures he was doing, I mean, they looked so like they were jumping off of the canvas.
Yep, if it's pro,
and,
it's really
and
that, amazing.
Yeah, I got to give it up to the airbrush. I gave him a little promo, though. That's why he's on YouTube. Go check him out.
I hear that.
All right.
I seen a cat do some airbrushing on this chick, made the fake abs.
Made a fake abs.
That's what they did in that one movie 300. Everybody with that.
Oh yeah.
In After Effects.
Yeah.
maybe. Not that many models.
Yeah, cause I know everybody ain't work out for the movie. Goddamn it, you can't tell me everybody worked out, motherfucker. some of y'all had the fat rolls painted over. Some of y'all had the tummy tucks. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
In India, world's oldest new mom, is dying at age 72.
Wow.
What? Hello. That's kind of nasty. The world's oldest new mother, who slept with a goddamn 70-year-old woman?
Yeah.
Who raw dogged a 70-year-old woman at that? Oh, man.
A 70-year-old man?
Yeah.
Man. Hell no. Nah. I know his sperm ain't still kicking at 70. Goddamn. Well, I know I'm lying because these old bastards around here still fucking these little young girls. These 80-year-old bald dragon ass niggas still dropping babies and shit. Crazy motherfuckers around here. But anyway, the world's oldest new mother is dying at age 72 after giving birth just 18 months ago. I wonder why.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? It should be an age limit. You know what I'm saying? To bring births up in this motherfucker. If you too old to see your goddamn kids graduate, go to prom and all that shit, your ass is,
Come
wait
on.
Till
a 50
and
a 55
and all that shit, man.
Breastfeeding?
Breast that.
That's gross, man. 70-year-old
breastfeed.
She could just
when she
put
was
the baby on the ground, hang out with her tits, and the baby can suck her
She be drinking milk because her titties don't make no more milk, so she's drinking a carton of milk. And you see her titties filling up and shit, like, damn, my titties really filling up. My bad. I forgot we was on the radio. Right. When she was 70, Rajo, something like that, Divi Lohan, and her husband, Bala, took out almost $3,000 in loans for IVF treatments in Badupati, India, to conceive their only child. Naveen.
Wow.
Damn. Now 72, Rajo is bedridden and doesn't have the strength to lift 18-month-old Naveen. She admits she is dying and too weak to recover from the pregnancy.
Wow.
Ain't that selfish than a motherfucker?
That's impressive.
That's some selfish shit, man. You gonna bring a child into this goddamn world intentionally without a mother? Because you just wanted a fucking lifelong dream of having a fucking spud?
Man.
And y'all couldn't have did that shit 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's selfish, man. That's selfish.
That is.
That's fucking selfish. Ain't gonna leave it on his old ass. What the hell he gonna motherfucking do with a goddamn child? He's 70. He ain't probably took care of a child in 70 years. What the fuck he gonna do now?
That's safe to say. Now that he got one, right?
Boy, imagine that. Hell. I would give her an award for the baby involved. God damn it.
Wow.
Y'all don't want to be. Seems like I'm cussing the kids out of anything. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's go on over here to Boston. Yeah, we got Boston on the show this weekend, this Friday, featured in the Artist Friday. It's going to feature Linda Blake, who is the director, editor, creator of Hot Steps Magazine. And also, she'll be bringing one of her artists along that she's actually promoting and doing all the good stuff for this weekend. So she's out of Boston. Y'all check that out. 12 p.m. It's going down. But we're in Boston because police arrest a man found inside ATM.
How do you pull that off?
Gotta let that settle in. Like, huh? All right. Right. An 18-year-old man was arrested after he was found inside an ATM. David Haskell had cut a hole in the drywall above the Bank of America ATM, climbed into the back, and was attempting to steal money from inside when an alarm sounded at 5:45 a.m. Responding officers realized someone was inside the ATM after noticing the hole in the drywall and hearing noises behind the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be saying that is impressive that, you know, you dug the hole and got through. But then it's not impressive because you got caught. Here's your
damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
On your day off.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. You get the award, brother. You get the award. Man, we ain't got awards out all show long. That's kind of... Almost set a record. Almost set a record. You know what I mean? No awards. Many news and no awards? Shit. Over here in Utah, Gary Coleman wanted to live, but ex-wife pulled the plug.
Yeah, terrible thing.
I believe that, but that's what you get when you put your life into someone else's hands. If in case of any emergency, she's the last motherfucker that's gonna say hey or nay.
Hey,
so,
when was this published? Because I heard that a couple of weeks
June 15th.
Ago.
Yeah,
just
a few days
after his death.
They just reported now though.
It was mentioned on Dutch television. I'm almost sure.
Man, that's fucked up. New documents have surfaced suggesting that Gary Coleman, former star of the 80s hit sitcom Different Strokes, wanted doctors to keep him alive for as long as reasonably possible. Still, ex-wife Shannon Price pulled the plug less than 24 hours after he slipped out of consciousness.
Damn.
Wow. According to a 2006 document obtained by TMZ, Coleman signed a health care directive that reads, "I want my life to be prolonged as long as possible within the limits of generally accepted health care standards, which is longer than 24 fucking hours.
Yep.
Damn, remember, kill Gary Coleman. Ain't that a bitch. Guess they got tired of his nagging ass.
Man, you just fucking die, Gary. Fucking die.
What you talking about, world? All right, little homie, man. You know, I loved you back in the days, different strokes, but then you started motherfucking going off the nutball end when you guys got older and shit. Oh, what the hell, man? He went, goddamn media hungry, like, after he went broke, and anyone even on crack, like, you ain't even going to crack binge and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, what could you possibly spend your, you get half price of everything. Y'all ain't even catch that. You know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah, he'll go to the mall and shop at kids' Foot Locker. Not at our Foot Locker.
Sure, you have discounted.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, everything in his life was for a kid's price. Even a suit. And I bet you could add an expensive suit, and it would have still been the price of a kid's suit. They couldn't even overcharge you.
No, you got them half that. Look at the material.
Come on, man. that's the material. A
couple yards of material, it's a wrap. 2 yards.
Yeah.
Well, did anybody know that Al Gore cheats on ex-wife for 2 years? Or did anybody give up?
I heard about that.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob. Didn't Al Gore get the fucking peace bell over prize bullshit or whatever the bullshit they gave him?
Yeah.
Fit for it, though.
Be sure to mention the name of the wife.
Oh, yeah. Because we all should. And we know she was the next stripper, people. Anybody with the name of Al Gore's split from wife, Tipper.
Oh, my goodness. Tipper,
I'm pretty sure why he was attracted to her in the first place. Tipper.
Yeah,
my name is Tipper. Oh, well, here, baby. You know I got you. My name is Al. It's Gore, if you're nasty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bitch, I'm married. I'm Congress right now. I'm Congress. I'm in Congress. Man, please. Vice presidents and presidents get the most pussy. And all y'all sitting there wondering, it was only a matter of time when Obama was going to motherfucking get to a sex scandal. It was just weird that it was so early. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Yeah.
You ain't even getting to your second season and shit, nigga. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to build up a couple of shows first. But you get some reruns, motherfucker. He ain't got no shows built up and shit. Damn. He just going to sticking his dick in the mashed potatoes when he get to the party. Like, where they do that at, you know? Damn. Not when you get to the party, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He should have been a politician.
He just step up, you know what I'm saying? Who, me? No, because I step up in there and then tell all the motherfuckers to get up out of here. If y'all don't like it,
shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
stick my dick in the mashed potatoes, you know? Yeah, like that. No, I don't fuck with politics, man. I don't fuck with politics or politicians. You know what I'm saying? That includes family. You know what I'm saying? Who wanna play around with them politics? Not me. You know what I'm saying? I got a cousin that wanna play a politic. He can go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You be a politic with him, not me. I ain't fucking with him. Last but not least, people, well, that was it. Y'all already know I be fucking your head something like that. You know what I'm saying? That is it for the nutty goddamn news, man. Brought to you in part by Nutty News of the Day for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. You already know,
world.
Man. From around
and I mean the world.
World. what the hell? I think somebody's calling.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah, I think it's 2802, something like that.
2802. That's military time? Ain't no goddamn military time. Ain't no 2802. What the hell is that?
2802. Yeah. Now I'm on the ground right now. I'm trying to find a building. I'm trying to find a J-O-B around the world.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. But check this out, people. You know what I'm saying? Four more minutos left to the El Showo. And we'll get back up in here tomorrow. So, we're going to end this meow with, that's a new Chinese word, meow. That means motherfucking Chinese. Yeah. Meow. Yeah. I'm lying.
Meow. Mudameka.
Meow. Mudameka. Yeah, you're Mudameka. You Mudameka. Yeah. my Muda makers. All my Muda makers out there in the world. I love all my Muda makers. I like to say shout out to the Muda maker president and the Muda makers in the hood. All my Muda makers out there. And Muda maker Sayonite.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you, Muda maker Smiley.
Yeah, I'm your Muda maker. Thank you, dog. It's my Muda maker right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know people, y'all are like, damn, that sounds kind of gay. No. Moedermaker is motherfucker, all right? That means motherfucker in Dutch. Just teaching y'all another language. Of course, it's dirty words, because why do you need to know how to say hello in another person's language? But you can say Moedermaker. Sounds about that.
Moedermaker.
All right.
Moedermaker.
Yeah. One way to help. This is the Prophet Jackal. We stay Wednesday, man. Live up in the building, like to thank DJ POP and little fellas head, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Basswood, you know what I'm saying? We got the whole 206, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else representing Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? We got the Rush Project that's going to be coming soon. Y'all look out for that. And, you know what I'm saying? All everybody out there checking us out. We're going to get into it, man. Peace.
Run the block, they gon' get seized quickly. I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with a gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The jackal is sick. MC's the one seeing, man, that's why they suck dick. These motherfuckers ain't real. Look at him staring at the bling on my neck, man. The bling that I'm wearing. You can't fuck with a nigga like me. The J to the A to the motherfucking C. K-A-L. Nigga, you know where that spells. It's the jackal, baby, I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm sick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yeah. Man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. One false move, I'll show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick-witted, and lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sun, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein, see this some next level shit, so in hindsight, I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and tight on my head, before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red. I think you should instead keep moving, make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Gary Coleman on life support, getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates, until they're running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Damn. Didn't say anything. Go. I'm watching this goddamn YouTube shit. Damn. But they wrong. I don't give a fuck. They are wrong.
That's pretty brutal, right?
They are completely wrong. I don't give a fuck. How bitch mad? You are resisting arrest, period, point blank. Your motherfucking friend was completely wrong for bringing her ass up in there. He was also completely wrong for not calling for backup and handling that situation like that. All three of them was wrong. It's just a bad situation. But
yeah,
that's
right.
You don't
but
sit
Bill,
up there.
He was...
You know that when it first started out, you know what I'm saying? Now, when it first started out, she's sitting here off top arguing with this dude. You don't got no right to be arguing with no police officer, and you do not put your hands on him. She putting the hands on him from the jump. I mean, from the beginning of the video.
But still, a normal person would know that he is heavier, he overpowers her, and he would have treated her rough, but he wouldn't have hit her in the face.
No, but at the point where he slammed on the car, he already violated. He was wrong. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to call backup. So when she already started getting belligerent, he should have called for backup. He should have took matters into his own hand because he could have got his ass whooped by all them bystanders that standing around. So he was completely in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then it's just a fucked up situation. The friend on the side is completely wrong. You know what I'm saying? She's in direct violation. She had no place, you know what I'm saying, in being there. And there's no help, no friend out with the police. That's what the fucking police are there for. Only help you can do is calling the police to say, hey, the police is beating my motherfucking friend. And getting that shit documented on audio.
I think that you are a police officer and that you are on duty, that you are responsible to set the right example to the people. And if you start hitting people for the least of thing that they did, that's not really setting the good example, in my opinion.
Yeah, oh no, hell fucking no. That's
and
absolutely
he is a police officer. He has been in training. He is the adult. He should do the responsible thing. And the other ones are still under 18. What they did is stupid and wrong, but the police officer is
and,
a jerk.
And like the comment. The comment says he just tasered. That's if you he didn't even do none of that to try to defuse that situation. You didn't pull out a taser and say, hey, you all need to back up, you all need to calm down, or none of that.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That's the steps you were supposed to be following. Not sitting up here acting like no goddamn vigilante and fighting with no fucking female.
Uh-huh, exactly. He should have a psychological test anyway because, he has a short fuse, I guess. And I don't want somebody like that as a police officer, really.
Yeah. But you just regardless, you know what I'm saying? You don't fight with the police. I don't care how bad the situation looks, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to do nothing to make the situation worse. Because if he would have pulled the gun out, then, okay, now he done shot you instead of motherfucking hitting you. Which that could have easily, you know what I'm saying, turned into that. Because y'all, he can say he was threatened for his life because he got two motherfuckers trying to jump on him. I mean, that could have went so many other ways, you know what I'm saying? That really could have went so many different ways, man, besides just a punch in the face.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, he really, all this why you get off of her, you had no problem. You won't go and punch, and she was wrong. She punched the damn police.
You know
what I'm saying? The one that got punched, though, she was wrong for going up and pushing a police officer. I would have pushed the shit out of her. I probably wouldn't have punched her, but I would have pushed her ass probably into the streets. And then she might have got hit by a car or something. And it just would have been a natural reaction. You don't put your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't dealing with you, you don't come over here and get into no business. Now, her friend was wrong. But the bitch that got punched, she was right. She should have got her ass punched in the fucking face. She went blatantly up to the police and pushed his ass. And I mean, pushed him with a nice shove. You know what I'm saying? You are therefore impeding an investigation now.
But
now you're impeding the investigation.
Shall I tell you how we could have prevented all of this?
Yeah, well, if he would have called for backup from the jump.
If they would have all smoked a little more weed.
Are you serious?
Then it would be more chilled out. And, whoa, let's look at the situation real relaxed over here. And talk about that. very easily. That would have happened if they would have smoked some more weed.
Man, he's rolling her ass the whole car. He can't handle it. Ain't no crying now, you dumb bitch. You going to motherfucking jail. Dumb ass. Resisting arrest. Still resisting arrest. I don't give a fuck how they want to look at it in court. She was resisting arrest. You know what I'm saying? Her friend, they don't have no case, really. It was completely unprofessional of the officer. He didn't motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, call for backup like he should have. But in this instance, you know what I'm saying, everybody was wrong. Everybody was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah, that's for certain.
Everybody was wrong. It ain't no right or wrong. There ain't no finger pointing here. All you motherfuckers was wrong. Every single one of you motherfuckers handled that situation completely wrong. And I mean, you can try to hold him higher. You know what I'm saying? In responsibility. But then at the same time, I mean, shit, she's 17 and her friend, they old enough. You know what I'm saying? They was driving. She is walking around, so, you know, she is coherent, you know what I'm saying, with the law and knows the law, you know what I'm saying? So, it's just, I don't know. It's something, it's got to be something more to that, too, man. Just not from just a bitch just jaywalking. I mean, that just sounds like what?
Well, we never know, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they already got a remix. They already got a remix. Girl Punches in the Face remix. Hell no. That's fucked up.
That's pretty fucked up.
Damn, he hit her ass good, too.
Ooh.
Bow. Nah, they watched it. Look, click on this. Did you see the little remix of it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
It's posted in the chat room. Ah, you posted it in private.
Oh, hey, well.
The remix.
The remix.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's so motion. Oh, this has happened before then. Police officer punching 15-year-old girl and arresting her.
And then you see the similar movies on YouTube, and they're all about boxing.
This little-ass skinny girl. She's 15 years old.
Put your hand behind your back. Miss. Can't
Smelly, this is just too much.
Ain't no star. Well, I don't understand, though. When these motherfuckers try to detain people, yeah, he did hit them. Man, I fucked up, hit the little girl. And pepper sprayed her.
And
hit the girl and pepper sprayed her. Now, that's way beyond.
Couldn't he just put the handcuffs on her? She, how old was she? 15?
Look how 15. 15, and look how skinny she is now. Ain't no motherfucking way. Ain't no fucking way. That's down here in Florida, too. They do shit like that all the time. Fort Pierce, they known for that shit. God, what if the other places down here?
Well, Smelly, before you go out, you gotta play another song because we can't go out like this.
Yeah, well, I would, but we're going to have to. And I can't even play my damn favorite short song, so.
Oh, damn, you don't have a switchboard anymore.
Oh, yeah, I got to send him the damn show promo. I forgot to send him the start, Smelly intro. I got to send that to him.
The Smelly intro? You're going to send that? That's cool.
Yeah.
If you need a sample from me, just let me know, and I can do that for you.
Okay. Yeah, I need to figure that out, because we need to do another intro. I'm going to end up switching that one up.
Yeah, I'll hear what you want from me, and I'll record that off-air so I can make it just perfect.
Yeah. We're going to come up with something. We got to come up with something creative. Something that, you know what I'm saying, when come on, it's creative.
It's a long time since I've been creative, so let's try for a change.
That's right. It's time, brother. Time to wake up that creativity. Get it running.
Rusted.
Mine has been off too, so you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get mine back on the. That's why I did the show intro. You see how old that shit was?
Yeah, I know. That's almost 2 years.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, let me damn redo the damn show intro, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Now I need a new show, another news intro. Really, I need to make intros for, you know, every day of the week. You know, today is My Health Monday. For all your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds good for me.
I have a bunch of different languages or something. Today is, you know, started out with alo, krute, all the, you know what I'm saying, like that, the different ways of saying greetings in different languages. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, today is time to learn language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, something like that.
Time to learn a language Tuesday, and then it's five languages.
Yeah, then, you know what I'm saying, whatever language we go into. But I'm saying, you know, just before it starts, you know what I'm saying, like, hello, alo, krute. You know what I'm saying, like different voices. You know what I'm saying, saying the greetings and stuff. And then
yeah,
it goes into it so people can get a sense of what you're talking about.
It sounds okay with me, so let's have a try at that. Not now, though. My throat is getting dry. I need a drink, and the dog's complaining.
Yeah,
he wants to go out.
He's a merb. Hopefully my cousin coming back. I don't know. He might. If he do, I'm smoking. If he don't, I'm not. Yeah. All right, my brother. So I'll holler at you tomorrow, man. You already know what time it is.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
People.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
And ending this on a dry note, people, because, yeah, we're over time. We're on overtime. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. And don't believe what's in the headlines, because the head is lying.